guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, we saw a market today kind of two-sided. We started off stronger and then saw beans kind of fade here toward the end.
We did. You know, you look at that corn market, Randy, and we started this morning with some red ink and kind of traded there for the day. We did come off the lows into the close, but again, you know, you look at the market, a pretty friendly report last Thursday, new recent highs in the crude oil market today. The export inspections were decent too, but corn planting has started. You know, 2% of that crop is in the ground, and there's some rain in the forecast for the southern plains. And I think the weakness in the wheat complex also spilled over to the corn and just kind of weighed on that market today. Like you said, soybeans had a pretty good morning, but we gave those gains back into the afternoon. Again, the February crush numbers were a record, but below estimates. And then you look at the export inspections, and they were disappointing. And then the wheat complex just struggled for the day. 56% of the winter wheat crop is rated good to excellent. That's a five-year high number versus 28% 1 year ago. You got some rain in the southern plains, and the funds are short that market. And we traded there with double-digit losses today in the winter wheat contracts.
Yeah, and then I think the Dow being down, almost 500 points didn't help anything either.
You know, it certainly didn't. You know, you look at the crude oil market having some gains, but you look at the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ all under some big pressure today.
Livestock side, like you said, a little bit of a recovery following yesterday's bloodbath.
You know, it was. I think when you you look at the market sold off on Monday with news of bird flu infecting a human that maybe came in contact with a dairy cow. Again, that news came into the market yesterday during the noon hour, and we certainly sold off and traded sharply lower yesterday. And the big question there, I think traders were looking at how consumers are going to perceive that information about that news. But you look at the cash market again, we were a little softer last week. They're expecting a softer cash trade this week, and carcass weights are up. But again, Tuesday's move was overdone, and traders came in and kind of bought that break today. So we had a pretty good day on the live cattle. Strong gains in the feeders, again, with the pressure in the corn market. Demand is strong, the cash is strong, and Monday's move being overdone. And lean hogs went up and posted a new contract high for the second day in a row. The bird flu scare again, pressuring the cattle yesterday, and that might support more pork demand. You also look at six-month highs in the cutouts. But again, you look at that market trading up to resistance, and last week's quarterly hogs and pigs report was slightly bearish, and that did limit the upside.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
You know, I think we move forward. We'll be continuing to monitor, again, planting progress. There is talk of some drier conditions in Russia, you know, and they're a big wheat supplier and producer. So we'll continue to watch that and continue to monitor our weather here in the U.S.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.